So two illnesses that are occur commonly are schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. And one of the major advances that was made now a century ago by Kreplin was to discriminate these two disorders based upon certain of their features, but also upon their life course. But for many individuals, when they first present with symptoms, what we call the cross-sectional appearance, or the appearance of the symptoms at a given point in time, can be quite similar between schizophrenia and bipolar illness. And it's only as we follow individuals over time do we begin to see the different courses of the illness and can make the discrimination between the two. Now, on the other hand, genetic studies now are showing that for at least certain genes, risk is increased for both schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. So there may be some shared risk factors for those two illnesses, which may perhaps account for why clinically there are certain similarities between the illnesses.